Help me welcome back to the C.L. Bryant Show, California Ted. California Ted Hayes, welcome back to the C.L. Bryant Show. How are you, brother? Happy New Year.
Well, same to you, too. And we're still here in occupied Los Angeles.
He's still in occupied Los Angeles. There are many who are trying to escape L.A. at this point in time, but Ted is there fighting the good fight, waging the righteous war against the enemies of freedom. Ted, there are several things
hopefully
I want to... Go ahead.
I said, hopefully it won't turn out to be the Alamo.
Well, you are being somewhat overrun. You're being overrun. There's no question about it, Ted. But listen, Ted, there are a lot
maybe
of things.
Maybe Sam Houston will get here in time.
I certainly hope so. The Calvary's on the way, baby. I'm telling you. There's no question about
all
it.
Right.
But listen, there's a lot of things I want to talk to you about today, but this is one that I really want to pull off the shelf and sort of dust it off. Well, it's something that's very brand. It's very new. It has no dust accumulated on it, but we certainly need to talk about it. Oprah Winfrey, Meryl Streep, the A-list actors, women actors, actresses, as they have been known, there in Hollywood. Is there a hypocrisy going on there, in your opinion, when we see how they are now seemingly outraged over the treatment of these young starlets and some of the actresses there in Hollywood? What do you say about it?
Not much, really. I haven't paid that much attention to it. I think the whole thing is silly. I think it's a situation that's been with humanity ever since we have been here as men and women. And it's a matter here in this country really between white women and white men. They brought that stuff from Europe when they came here. And us black folks got caught up in the middle of what white women and white men are going through. They seem to can't stand each other. And they don't mind lying and cheating on each other. Vicious behavior. And it's just been going on. I mean, these older women, probably the same thing happened to them when they were younger. They just, for some reason, chose to keep their mouths shut. This is nothing new. And I think the real hypocrites in this is the American people. That we put up with this, that we continue to go to their movies. We continue to laud them as though they were some kind of earth deities or something. This is our fault, not theirs. They're only behaving the way you behave. You know, the devil sometimes will come up behind you in your ear and he'll go, hey, look, there's a devil over there. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's really, and you know, and on top of that, Pastor, I actually lay it at the feet of our spiritual leaders in the country, the ministers and the rabbis and the imams and the gurus. You know, where is the teaching from God and spiritual message from God to help us dummies out here, us dumb sheep, to know how to behave ourselves? Where do you find the discipline?
Absolutely.
Talk about we want to keep our country. Well, wait a minute. As long as we are desiring it, no war going to stop it.
Yeah.
What is with the American that our leaders are not teaching us?
That's yeah. And you know, Ted, you bring up a very interesting point because these so-called stars, these movie stars, and the very idea that they are stars, that says that you're not. They're stars and you're not. What they're doing is important. What you're doing, it's not star quality. In fact, that is a word within itself, star quality. Does it have star quality, Ted? They're no bigger than we have allowed them to be. Why are they important? And things like the overrunning of our borders, the encroachment of our borders, the homelessness of a people that were brought here, as you often say, in shackles. Why is that not important to the stars, as we say? Why is that not important, Ted?
Something is happening right now out here in L.A. around the issue of homelessness. Something is happening in Hawaii that's the Hawaiian government seems to be picking up on my ideas as to how to address homelessness, to building dome villages. I'm working with a group out here in Beverly Hills and Compton. People are coming together on this plan to address homelessness, and also with some other Hollywood people and folks. The point I'm making is I believe that once we put up a banner of hope that we can actually resolve, for example, homelessness, the very bottom of our society, I believe that's when a lot of these stars and so forth will begin to lose their lust and realize they are not. What they need to do is use their resources to help make this become reality. Someone from the BBC asked me a while back. He said, "Ted, the American people are selfish, aren't they?" I said, "No, because of, you know, because of homelessness." I said, "No. The American people are the most generous people the world's ever known." I said, "The problem is, people
Ted,
don't know
hold
what
that
do.
Thought, Ted. Hold that thought. I'm going to be back with Ted Hayes after these words."
But it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night.
Chevy Land on Uri Drive in Shreveport is proud to showcase the technological advances and innovations now available on every new Chevrolet car and truck. Behind the wheel of a new Chevrolet is to know where you are, where you're going, how long it'll take to get there. Chevyland, your full-service Chevrolet dealership for more than 50 years.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, "Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio."
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Yoakum Toyota believes in the American way of life, the American free enterprise system, and the exceptionalism of our people who have made America the greatest nation in all of world history. Yoakum Toyota believes that now is the time for all who believe in the American dream to reclaim the values of freedom, personal initiative, and unencumbered economic opportunity. Yoakum Toyota, on Burt Coons in Shreveport. The C.L. Bryant Radio Show continues to bring a fresh perspective on hot topics and current events to his daily broadcast. C.L. believes that a platform needs to be available for people of all ethnic backgrounds to come together, voice their opinions, and ask questions. His radio show offers solutions to problems we all face and presents a clear path away from the edge. Information on underwriting the C.L. Bryant Show can be found at PromiseTalkRadio.org or from Mike Duncan, 318-550-2000. C.L. Bryant, a man who loves God and his country.
CL back with you on this great day in the USA, and my special guest now is California Ted Hayes, coming up at the bottom of the hour, and she'll join the conversation with Ted Hayes and I. Stacey Barth will join us. She's a gubernatorial candidate there in California, and we want to address the homeless issue that is so much on Ted's mind and in his work. We also want to address the immigration issue, the invasion that's going on in California illegally. And rejoining us is Ted Hayes, who has been in this fight for quite some time now. And when we left, Ted, I was saying to you, you were saying to us that the BBC was asking you the question whether or not America is a generous country. And you were setting the record straight by saying, continue your thought if you would, Ted Hayes.
Yeah, what led to it was a lot of Europeans and tourists around the world have been coming to Hollywood, but particularly. And they see all the homeless in Hollywood and in Venice Beach, and, of course, you know, those who get downtown, they see that disaster. And they're all going back saying, we thought America was this wonderful land, and it's really tarnishing America's image. And so the foreigners are asking the question, what's up? And of course, the BBC said, Americans are selfish, aren't they? It's that old narrative out there, right? I said, absolutely not. Americans are the most giving people in the world. I said, it's just that they don't know what to do. If the American people knew what to do, they would be inspired, and they will rise up with Yankee ingenuity that the world has never known to this day and really resolve this matter. We are the people to put these folks on the moon and send satellites, and the technologies. We're a powerful people. We just don't know what to do.
Ted, what should we do? In your estimation, what should we do? Is there a solution to the homeless problem? Because, as you just said, it is tainting the image of America when people from the BBC who do want an excuse to go back to Europe and say, guess what I saw in America? What do we do about that?
What you do about that is you continue to do what you're doing, C.L. Bryant.
Somehow, that hadn't happened in a couple of days. But, Ted, you just lost.
And allow me to express points to your listeners. More of that needs to happen across the country with other radio talk show hosts and individuals. Sean Hannity and all those folks at Fox and MSNBC News need to hear this message that we're bringing. What we're talking about basically is decentralization, building planned 21st century oriented communities where homeless peoples, former homeless people, can amalgamate into and begin a whole new life. There's a plan. If you go to domevillage.us, folks, go to dome, D-O-M-E, village.us, and you'll see something called the New Frontier, Operation Humanity. You'll see also the plan to end homelessness. It's not a budgetary timeline thing. It's an idea whose time has come. On the opposite side, you'll see a statement by top law enforcement officials in Los Angeles and California who supports the idea, which says that it must take a presidential executive order on the lines of the Marshall Plan at the end of World War II to rebuild those countries. It takes an executive order from the president whereby a plan, well, the one that I've come up with, will be implemented in every state, county, and city that has a certain percentage of chronic street homelessness. And it's by law. And if you do not comply with the law, you will be fined or there will be penalties of some sort. Because our country's national security is gravely at threat. Several years ago, a Chief Justice by the name of Stephen Byron, you can check it if you want, he told a Los Angeles luncheon that I was invited to, he asked, are there any questions? And there were no questions. And I said, I have a question or statement. Isn't it true that if we continue to outlaw fellow citizens that this is a threat to our Constitution, therefore national security? He says, you are absolutely correct. And if you guys don't figure out how to fix it, we, the Supreme Court, have no authority to show you how to do it. So it's up to we, the people, to fix it. And he came over afterwards and shook my hands and reiterated it to me.
Yeah,
that's how serious this thing.
It is serious,
and therefore,
it is serious.
People have turned to a business.
Let me ask you this, then, Ted. Let me ask you this, Ted. When we look at the homeless situation in this country, some time ago, and I had mentioned this to my audience, I had announced that you would be on. I mentioned this to them. There's something you said some time ago that I want you to revisit with us right now. You mentioned that once a person has become homeless and has been that way for some time, they have shaken off the shackles of the rat race. They've thrown those off. Many times they really don't want to go back to a place of being a part of that rat race. They don't really want to get a job anymore. Is that true? Or reiterate that for us. Give us the insight that you gave us that time, that day.
That is absolutely true. And I spent voluntarily, willingly, 8 years on the streets of Skid Row sleeping on sidewalks specifically to figure out what was going on and whether we can fix it or not. And what I discovered, folks, is that after someone's hit the streets, at first they are angry, depressed, ashamed, and so forth, and hopeless. They go through a program. They go through a drug program. They go through whatever. And then when they try to get back across the Gulf into the mainstream after going through the programs, there's no place for them. The rat race is still going on. And
And that, come on back to me, Ted. I know that you're there. So
says to your environment. And what they did was they acclimated and therefore found tranquility in what y'all would call misery. They are like the slave that wandered off the plantation, tasted freedom. They would rather die in the swamp, eaten by the dogs and the alligators, than go back to the indignity that they realized was slavery. And see, so when you say the homeless are mentally ill, no, ma'am, no, sir. Y'all are the mentally ill ones. We are running up and down the freeways 2.5 hours to work, 2.5 hours back, paying rent, utilities, bills, families falling apart, the healthcare industry going up because people are stressed out, and the psychotherapy industry is growing up because people are stressed out trying to keep up with the rat race.
Right.
For people to try to get these homeless folks back into our society is like telling people running out of a burning house to go back into the house. Who's insane here?
Wow. Wow. That's an amazing way. That's an amazing way of looking at that. And many of us who think about it, we don't think about the freedom that is there in simply needing your daily bread. Simply needing the basic necessities of life and not really seeking to achieve anything more. It seems foreign, but it is a form of freedom.
Pastor, not to cut you off, but don't you work for a guy who said something about that?
Jesus.
2,000 years ago.
Yeah.
What did he say?
Yeah.
Take no thought. What you shall put on, what you shall eat,
right.
Sufficient unto the day.
Right.
See, remember, this was a guy who was homeless. This was a guy who willingly lived the homeless. And remember, his message was, go ye into where?
The highways, the byways,
in the lanes of the street. Why? There where my people are.
Yeah. And he also said to us, Ted, he also said that the poor will be with us always. The poor are going to be there always. Yeah, there'll always be people who are in the rat race and running the race. But certainly the poor will be with you always. You're going to only have me a little while. But he left the message that poor folks would always be around. So your question is, what do we do with them? We don't know what to do with them. Ted, we're going to be coming up on a break here real soon, and we're going to talk about immigration. We're going to talk about the homeless. I want you to stay with me. We should be joined here shortly by Stacey Barth, who is a candidate for governor there in California. I want to introduce the two of you. I don't know how well you'll work together, if you'll work together at all, but I do know that some of the things that she has to say are very similar to what you are saying, and if at all possible, it may be some type of match that can work in conjunction with what you're trying to do. So I want to make, pardon me, the introduction to you here today. We're on with California Ted Hayes. We're going to be back with him after the break. It's always intriguing to talk to Ted because he gives us a perspective that many of us will never have outside of the conversation that we're having now here on the C.L. Bryant Show over Red State Talk Radio, over Red State Talk Radio, coast to coast, border to border, and wherever it's being replayed or on terrestrial or digital platforms, we want to thank you for coming along with us here today as we build the bridge to conversation in our nation. On the C.L. Bryant Show, download the free C.L. Bryant Show app onto your iPhone or Android device and go to the C.L. Bryant Show website, theclbryantshow.com, theclbryantshow.com. Follow me on Twitter at RevCL Bryant. After saying all that, man, I realize the rat race that Ted's talking about. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Our hands are lifted high. Our hearts are bowing in reverence.
Chevy Land on Urey Drive in Shreveport is proud to showcase the technological advances and innovations now available on every new Chevrolet car and truck. Behind the wheel of a new Chevrolet is to know where you are, where you're going, how long it'll take to get there. Chevy Land, your full-service Chevrolet dealership for more than 50 years.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Yoakum Toyota believes in the American way of life, the American free enterprise system, and the exceptionalism of our people who have made America the greatest nation in all of world history. Yoakum Toyota believes that now is the time for all who believe in the American dream to reclaim the values of freedom, personal initiative, and unencumbered economic opportunity. Yoakum Toyota, on Burt Coons in Shreveport. The C.L. Bryant Radio Show continues to bring a fresh perspective on hot topics and current events to his daily broadcast. C.L. believes that a platform needs to be available for people of all ethnic backgrounds to come together, voice their opinions, and ask questions. His radio show offers solutions to problems we all face and presents a clear path away from the edge. Information on underwriting the C.L. Bryant Show can be found at PromiseTalkRadio.org or from Mike Duncan, 318-550-2000. C.L. Bryant, a man who loves God and his country.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for.
CL, back with you on this great day in the USA. And folks, there is so much that we must discuss as we journey together in this American experience, this great American experience here in our nation. There are things that we are going to have to rethink, analyze more closely in our nation as we go down the road. Because there is, when you think about it, think about what Ted Hayes has just said to you. Think about this. There must be some type of freedom that is experienced by those who have now thrown off the shackles of running the rat race. Ted did it voluntarily, but there are some who are doing it like Ted did, and they would never go back to the rat race. Call them the homeless, call them whatever you want. But now, I want to get back to Ted Hayes while we wait for Stacey Barth to join us. I want to get back to this conversation that I was having with Ted Hayes, a regular on the show. And Ted, you had given out several websites that I want you to give to us again. How do we get in touch with some of the work that you're doing? Take this time right now to tell us where to hook up with what you're doing.
Okay. Thank you very much, C. I appreciate that opportunity. Folks, go to domevillage.us. That's D-O-M-E village.us, okay? That's on specifically the homeless national plan to end it, right? The other one, go to thechnc.us, the
Oh, okay. Ted, I'll have you give it out again. Somehow you're fading on me.
Go ahead
and give that, spell that out for us again. domevillage.us. Right. We got that. But give the one after that. You faded on me before.
My apologies. The one after that is the, thechnc.us.
Okay, fantastic. Okay. Fantastic.